awesome.
Yeah, we're like all news here in town.
Let's do it.
Thanks for coming, sir. I appreciate you. Yeah,
WTOP. Yeah. I love it. Go,
I love
people.
It too.
Let's
yeah.
go. DC.
Yeah, thanks for coming. So you've obviously produced Dreamgirls, Straight Outta Compton, you know, all these, some of the big music movies of the last, and Pitch Perfect 2, right?
Yeah. Pitch Perfect 2, yeah, yeah. The Wiz. We're starting Pitch Perfect 3 next month. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun music movies.
Idol just wrapped up. How did you guys at Dreamgirls pluck Jennifer Hudson out and see what they missed out on, too?
Well, that's a loaded question because they usually get it right, first of all. But second of all, Jennifer was not the typical, you know, American Idol type artist. I'd been working with American Idol since the inception. You know, I did 12 seasons in a row of producing kind of the winners and some of the runners up. So I was involved in that whole process, and I saw Jennifer. And to be honest, I knew she was great, but I wouldn't have picked her as the winner either. But looking back now, she's one of the best singers to ever come out of the show, I would have to say. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. And what was that process sort of like watching her, you know, seize the moment in Dreamgirls, you know, just take it and run with it? Did you guys know on set she was Oscar material right there as she was singing it on set?
I didn't know she was Oscar material. I knew she was maybe Grammy material because I was in the studio. You know, we did this all pre-recorded. So, And I'm Telling You was the first song that she sang. She came in the studio. She was the last member cast. We had a lot of the music done. And she came to the studio, and the director and myself were sitting in the control room. She went in the booth, sang the song top to bottom. And we were like, oh, my gosh, that was unbelievable. So I looked at the director, and I'm like, what do you want to do? And he said, just have her do it again. Just have her do it again. I don't know what to tell her. So she sang it a few more times. But as soon as that song came out of her mouth, I knew it was something special.
What's something that, you know, average folks that watch and love the movie might not know about, you know, just the interaction between Jamie Foxx, Eddie Murphy, Beyonce, behind the scenes, you know, how do they all get along on set?
They all got along really well from what I could tell. Eddie's a little bit more private, spends more time in his trailer. Beyonce really got into character. She was a background vocalist to Jennifer, so she was not subservient, that's the wrong word, but she definitely took a step back and away from kind of any diva behavior, and I think was really cool how she slipped right into that role. Jamie was, you know, he's like the big brother to everybody, always cracking jokes. He's funny at all times. You can't stop but laugh when you're around Jamie. So the interaction was really good. All the cast got along well. It was a lot of work. It was 50-something pieces of music. It was crazy. So it was a lot of work.
And how about on Straight Outta Compton? I adored that movie. That was one of the better biopics made in the last, you know, well, any, ever. You know, what was it like, working with those guys as opposed to Dreamgirls, which was pretty star-studded group? These are kind of up-and-comers, some hungry guys, maybe lesser-known actors, especially the guy that played Eazy-E, I thought killed it. Yeah. But, yeah, what was it like, you know, working with sort of unknowns as opposed to the superstars?
Well, you know, I had worked with most of the superstars in Dreamgirls, so I was very comfortable with them, and we got along well. We had a good relationship. So with the newcomers, it was almost more difficult because they didn't really know the process. I didn't have that relationship with them. They didn't know how to behave or how to act in recording studios. And again, we pre-recorded all the songs, so I got to know them really well before we shot anything. So by the time they got on set, we were very comfortable. They knew all the songs, they knew all the material, and at that point, they're just acting. So it was a little bit easier. But the challenge on that particular show was working with Dr. Dre, because he was the original songwriter and producer. So when I'm making my versions of all these songs, I'm going to obviously be held to a very high bar. You know, with Dreamgirls, there's not somebody else that I'm checking in with. Hey, are you cool with this? I know it's a little bit of an uneasy feeling that you, especially when it's somebody you respect so much, you want to make sure that this music is perfect. So Dreamgirls, I kind of was left to my own devices. With Compton, I was working so hard to make sure that the music was accurate and true to the originals, and that Dre was going to be happy. He was one of the producers on the movie, so he was very involved.
Did you work at all with some of the, because even some of the supporting roles were immaculately cast, like even I remember the kid from he was in Short Term 12, he played I think he did the Snoop song at the piano, right? Yeah. Did you work with him on that at all?
Yeah, I did, and then that we actually recorded live on set. You know, we had done the music and kind of laid out a reference vocal with him, and then on set we recorded it live. So
is this nothing but a G thing?
Is yeah, that yeah, yeah, yeah. And Dre was like trying to figure it out on the piano, and that was all kind of pre-choreographed so that he would kind of fumble around on the keyboard, and then Dre or Snoop would come in. So, yeah, that was a fun scene to shoot. You know, almost got edited out at one point, so yeah. I saw it end up leaving the movie and coming back, and so it was one of my favorite scenes, because you get to really see the creation variation of one of the songs.
Right. You when you hear those first few notes, everyone knows the song, but you're like waiting for him to get it. Yeah. And how about the kid that played Pac? I thought he was spot on too.
You worked with him on that? Yeah. I didn't work with him. That was actually done after the film was complete, and it was kind of a reshoot situation. So I wasn't too involved in that. But I hear rumblings that he might be making another movie, so I guess we'll have to keep our eyes on him.
Good for him. All right, and for Pitch Perfect, what makes Anna Kendrick such a treat?
Anna Kendrick and treat do not go in the same sentence. She is crazy. Like, you know, treat, she is a treat, but she's crazy. And she's, like, nutty, and she has crazy jokes, and she's always, like, chirping off about something at somebody. We get along really well, and I really appreciate her sense of humor, but she's like hardcore, you know, and she's a hard worker. She's about her business, very professional. I don't know if you saw her People's or Critics' Choice Awards speech. You know, she got up and started talking about Harvey, thank you. I don't know where we buried the prostitute, but, you know, she just like goes crazy talking about all this really random stuff. So when you say treat, that's not the normal adjective I would use to describe her. She's very talented and very cool, though.
Absolutely. Pitch Perfect. Last year, yeah, she did a great job. And just finally, you know, the reason for the season, why we're here tonight. You know, what makes Zach Brown Band so special? And you know, what's the point of this whole event tonight?
This whole event is so important to our industry because right now the way things are going as far as legislatively how music is regulated and paid for is completely out of whack. The rules and regulations of how people are paid were established in the 30s, 40s, and have not been updated since there's streaming music and since there's Vevo or Vimeo and YouTube. None of that stuff was in existence. So we need to reform the legislation to make sure the music creators are getting paid their fair share. So tonight is the kickoff for an event we do every year, Grammys on the Hill, where we all come from every corner of the country and we collide here at DC to talk about music, you know, issues, some of our concerns, and hopefully we'll do a little bit of political speak tonight, but most of it will be just fun and eating and drinking and great music. And then tomorrow we'll really start going hard, meeting with congressmen, members of Congress, and hoping for some change in legislation here.
Cool. Well, thanks for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too. Nice meeting you.